This is the Funny Mummies podcast, the podcast for people that hate parenting podcasts. I'm Hattie Ashdown, comedian, writer, actress and mother to two very lively boys. Each show, I'm joined by funny mummies from the world of comedy, arts and anyone who can help us in this crazy world of parenting. So settle in as we find the funny side of parenting and being bloody great women. Welcome to the Funny Mummies podcast with me, your super host. I'm now a super host, Hattie Ashdown. And well done to you, yes, you, for making the best choice today in downloading this podcast. Oh, I'm doing all this sort of chat. This is what you're getting now. I hope you're all doing all right. I really do. So talking of choices, today we're going to talk about appropriate, if I can get my teeth in, TV and film. So joining me, I'm going to, now girls, I'm doing you both at the same time, and then you can both just say hello at the same time. Joining me is, of course, my regular, but there's nothing regular about this girl. It's my regular co-host, the funny mummy, the powerhouse, single mum. She's got the best new teeth in town. It's Gemma Beagley.
Hello.
And, oh, you're not allowed to say yes, hello yet. And she's a fave. She's a fave. Every time we say, who are we going to have on next? Let's make our list. It's always Margaret. It's actress, or do we say actor now, really? Credits, Motherland, Catastrophe, you know all that. Look back at the old archives. Miranda, loads of BBC stuff. It's Margaret K. Bourne-Smith and Gemma Beagley.
Hello.
If that worked, I don't know.
No, I loved it. Hattie's really tired, so she's overcompensating by being so upbeat. It's terrible.
Can you tell, Margaret?
How much caffeine have you had?
A lot. I had a coffee. Like, normally I wouldn't have a coffee past, I think, 3 o'clock's my, you know, thing for any caffeine. Oh, 5 o'clock, mate. I was like, make me a coffee. And it's funny, isn't it? It's like when, I don't know if you're the same, if you've got to go and do any performing or acting, you're like, It's all good. It's for future purposes for people, we're recording this on a Friday evening. It's been a long week. The kids have been back to school, what, 2 weeks? Three weeks?
2 weeks.
No, I think it's two. I think it's only
a minute. We're back the 8th and we're now the 26th. So roughly.
Let's do some maths.
I can't do that. I'm too tired.
We'll put it in later.
But Margaret.
Yeah, drop it in. Drop in the maths later.
Mine and Gemma's 3 weeks. It's the idea of dubbing in like things where, like, because me and her did a little thing on the last podcast, and I was so annoying that afterward I thought of a much funnier reply, and Gemma went, just dub it in, and it would just be like, oh no, I think I should, it would just sound funny. Anyway, Margaret, how the devil are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. My children are both falling apart. One of them got a sty and one of them's got contact dermatitis. And I was just like, I just really feel like lockdown's taken a toll on us. You know, when you look at, there was one time that I went to Spain on holiday with my extended family and my kids without my husband. And when I came back, he'd had nits and had to have his head shaved and my daughter had broken her arm. And my husband was just like, you've broken my children. Why did you take them away and bring them back broken? And it feels a bit like that again. But no, it's fine. They're in school. Who cares?
Yeah, that's exactly what. Yeah. Are you okay? Do you want me to pick? No, fine. Yeah, off you go.
Yeah. Yeah. You're allergic to school. Oh, okay. No, I think you should still go in. Go on. Go in.
Probably still. They've got what there? No, it's fine. Sorry. I've got some background noise. Sorry.
All right, darling. Go into that. We can all maybe hope that Al might have put a bin lid on his head again. what are you doing? Sticking some sunglasses on her and sending her into school? Or?
Yeah, I've just been. Yeah, she. Someone asked her if she'd been punched in the face. That's not great, is it?
No.
But no, she's just had like a compress on it for. It's weird. Those styes are one of those things I've forgotten about them. It's the sort of thing that when you're a kid, styes and nosebleeds. They're like regular things, aren't they? But yeah.
No,
yes, they are.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for a sty. Yeah.
Oh really? Yeah. Oh, for a sty. Yeah, yeah.
You got nosebleeds when you were a kid, no?
No,
I was getting.
Oh, I did, but I was picking my bloody nose. I couldn't keep my finger.
Yeah, that might have been it.
For picking my nose. Yeah. Mm. Now, this is what you've come for, people.
Yes.
Oh, but we just love Margaret. We could see it. We was doing the quick fire round. I've got a few and I'm looking at them now and I'm like, they're rubbish, really.
I love the way you sell things, Hattie.
I know, but for the fans that love a bit of a quick round. Yeah, right, I'll go to you both and then you can just quickly.
Are we buzzing in?
It's a good little, well, it's just to warm us up.
Yes.
Really.
Just say yes to yes and watch her buzz.
Okay, she really wants to buzz.
I'll get a bell.
She wants to buzz. Okay. Are you a voice note person or text?
Oh, buzzed text. Yeah. I can't cope with voice. They're millennial things. Voice
think?
Notes. I think so. I feel so self-conscious. Like, Hattie, you sent me one. Yeah, and at the end of it, you were completely self-conscious because someone was listening to you.
I was. And I didn't know they were behind me. And I was like, it's some parents that live on my street that, like, their kid goes same school. And I was like, it's embarrassing.
And I had a brilliant one from my little sister who... You know, because you know on iPhones, like you press it down and it sends as soon as you finished, like just immediately, which is such a bad idea, I think. And she was talking and she was telling me about a dream she'd had. And then she suddenly realised during it was really boring. And she's like, oh, but it's going to come to you anyway. Sorry about that.
It is like one shot, isn't it? Life
one shot. Yeah. Well, it'll be no surprise to you that I bloody love them. But as a dyslexic, sick Annie, it's just great. And also I keep getting the RSI or whatever it is, you know, just I'm like, oh, just send it. But basically I send them to my friend Clara a lot, and we have now just started like mini podcasts to each one. Basically, and like sometimes I think they're crazy, like someone else I know won't say he really doesn't like them, and he's like, I'm gonna just have a conversation. And I'm like bless him, and he'll never listen to this podcast. He goes on and on, so I love it with him, because I'm like, I can just say my point and get out, because he does love to chat, and it's one of these people who just cannot cut off.
So then you get the chance to do your monologue and he has to suffer. Yeah, nothing.
Gemma, voice note or text?
I'm either or. Somebody sent me one yesterday and said, I'm sorry for the intrusive voice memo. But that's how it started. Like, I was like, is it intrusive? Hang on a minute.
I'd be really worried. I'd be really worried as to what was coming up if you said that. It's like, I'm going to talk to you about dirty things now.
How very official. But when I sent that to Margaret, it's like a virginity thing of like, oh, this is the first time I'm sending a voice note to Margaret. Will she like it? Will it be like not welcomed? Or like, because I've had people just not answer them. And I think it's a way of saying, yes, I shall not reply to that. Or
they just don't understand it, probably.
Yeah, I should say for any one who's an old granny, this is on WhatsApp, and you can send a little voice note. I mean, you can do it on texts as well, I think, but you only get a minute.
What's
like
next?
Minute.
Video? This is going to be the next thing, you think? Video.
Oh, God, so yeah, little short videos.
Next thing, people are going to turn up at your house when just shouting through your... Just on the way to the shops. Sorry for the intrusive message.
Sorry for the intrusive, knock at the door.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I follow Sarah Silverman, and she said something today on Instagram about, and my friend sent me a video text, and that's how she called it, like a video text. I was like, oh. So interesting. And he left me his message saying about blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that must be a thing. I mean, I've only done it, I think, once or twice, just when I need to use my face for the purpose of what I'm saying.
But that's gone. What does that involve? What expression did you have to use?
there wasn't an emoji for.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
You were getting your tits out, Hattie. Let's not say anything other than that.
Just the one. Anyway, right, I'm not gonna bother going through any of the other quick rounds.
It was a very quick fire, sorry.
No, because we're all warmed up. So, as ever, Margaret is often brilliant coming up with themes, and you came up with today's theme. We're like, what will we talk about? What will we talk about? And you said, let's talk about inappropriate. What is inappropriate to watch on TV or film for us in the past, but also, of course, for our children to watch now, I guess.
Exactly. Because how much, I mean, yes, it's all about boundaries, isn't it? And that sounds like I'm going to do a TED talk now. But no, because I used to be quite good at like making sure my kids didn't see things that were, you know, a bit wrong. And then I realised my six-year-old said the other day, look, Mummy, new series of Married at First Sight Australia. That's gone wrong, hasn't it? Because I'm ashamed that I watched that, let alone that my children are having that. Oh, my God, because it's hypnotic, but it is.
Like, are you ashamed? I'm loving, and this is going off topic a little bit, I'm loving that I've watched this sort of, some people might call a waste of your life, for years.
30 hours a series, though.
Oh, there's so many episodes. But now the nation are all watching because we've been in lockdown. It's freeing for me that I'm going to be like, everyone's watching it. It's great.
But it's so addictive. And it's so, I just found that I couldn't stop watching it. My friend said that she took an hour to unload the dishwasher the other day. And I was like, why? And she said, because I was holding my phone watching Married at First Sight Australia at the same time. So she was removing things, one thing at a time. And she's like, oh, it's 1 a.m. and I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
Staring at my phone and going, oh, what are you saying? What are you like?
Why do you think I'm so tired? I keep staying up.
Okay, not the kids. No, at first sight.
It just keeps flicking on to another episode. But have you been watching this with your son then, or he just knows?
Well,
of
this
it?
Is it. No, he's just, they've just both been around because I was so addicted. I have like weaned myself off it now. I watched one series in such a short amount of time. Like, honestly, you know, and you do think, oh my God, I've become addicted. And there's just nothing good about it at all. You know, it's just so, so watchable, isn't it? But so both of the kids knew and watched. You know, you sort of get to the point where you're doing impressions of, like, there was a woman whose lips were so swollen that she couldn't lick them properly. She couldn't get her tongue to reach.
Oh, yeah, in it. You're talking about in it. Yeah,
actually, I think it was a series before that.
Oh.
But, yeah, the fact that my children understand that, that's wrong. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of swollen lippage.
There's a lot of swollen lippage. Sorry, say that again. I missed it. What did you say? Telling your children that's wrong.
Well, no, I wasn't telling them that was wrong. It's just that them recognising my impression of that woman is not on, is it? You sort of think they should be watching CBeebies.
But I think, like, I was thinking about this when you said about this, my mind went straight to what I watched as a child. And now, obviously, I'm going to say it made me the person I am. Being
This is the thing.
Mainly brought up on Dallas and Dynasty.
Dallas.
And it's just weird what you learn, isn't it? Where you sort of think about, because I don't have a problem with anything that I saw inappropriately when I was young. So you do have to think, it's not just TV that they're watching. You know, they're not only getting their education from Married at First Sight. They're watching loads of stuff and they're interacting with the world and whatever. My husband was telling me, though, that he was once, he was off school ill when he was like about 9 or something. And his parents had got him a video from the video shop because he's 100. And it's fine, so am I. But he was watching like a cartoon version of Gulliver's Travels. And at the end, it's clearly a pirate copy or something because it went all fuzzy at the end. And underneath it was a man whose face was being eaten by ants. And he was saying he's never got over that. Just to be watching something and then suddenly something that horrific comes on your screen. And you're like, okay, that forms your personality, doesn't it? As you say, Dallas Dynasty, faces being eaten by ants.
We've got So we've got categories, haven't we? We've kind of got sexy stuff. We've got scary stuff.
Yes.
And then, I mean, is that just the two? Is there anything else where you go, actually, the sweary stuff?
Well, yeah, you sweary, see, violent, mind, psychological stuff, but that's scary. I guess, but
it's it's tricky because I remember taking my little girl to, when she was really tiny, to a play in Edinburgh, because that's who I am. And I remember someone saying,
Margaret, sorry, I'm going to be really technical and boring, but it keeps going into the red and I don't want to have problems. So you might have to step back from your mic a little bit. Your
projection, like that?
Your projection is so beautiful.
okay. How's that?
Yeah, just don't go too close.
So I took her to this play and there was a couple of like people who were going, oh, there is a swear word in it. And I was like, I don't care. It's fine. Really not bothered by the occasional S word or whatever. And it sort of got to the point where I was a bit irritated with people saying that. And then I saw the play and it was full of like racism and homophobia. And I was just like, that's the bit that I could have done with knowing about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's a weird thing where people are like, children can't see swearing. Well, it's, oh, but it's fine for them to see things that are complete. Like, that's what I think is inappropriate. You know, something that they sort of go, oh, right, is it all right to talk about immigrants like that? Is it? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
That's where it's problematic.
And obviously, you know, swearing in the right context is all right.
I'm just not really bothered by it, I have to say. I do say to the kids, don't say that at school. you do know not to say that.
Yeah. Hux has been saying, Jesus Christ.
Yes, we've had, yeah.
Isn't it sounds so funny when they say
That's
it.
The trouble, it is funny. Yeah. My niece, when she was tiny, started going, sake.
Sake.
And we didn't, sake. And we were like, oh, okay, as long as you don't hear the beginning, but
sake. And because Hux is like half American, because he watches too much American TV, he goes, oh, crap. He says a lot of that, which, you know, there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty mild.
So, yeah.
Do you mind him becoming American? Is that inappropriate?
And my husband, that's true. It bothers him. And I'm like, do you know what? I'd rather him, because he keeps going around. It's just funny because he'll say, oh, mummy, I'm really thirsty. Can I have some water? And it'll go like that. And I'm like, going, it's water. And then there's me going, water. And I said, look, I'd rather him say that than water. I hate it around here because you hear the kids at the bus all going, you're going to blue water. And I'm like, oh. But I'd rather him say, we're going to blue water, kids. Let's go.
Blue water.
But
they're like different words, aren't they?
But I don't think he watches, like, we banned all the talking about appropriate. I mean, it's not TV, but we banned the YouTube, like, about, God, we're going to be coming up for an anniversary, I think, soon. It was because he just, for different reasons with his attention and stuff, it just was not good with him. And so I don't, he's not watching so much American, so I don't know. It's just, I think he just likes the rhythm on his tongue with it. But anyway, so I don't mind it. I don't mind it. As I say, I'm 100 and we didn't have what TV on demand. So I had cartoons or whatever, come home from school, watch it at a certain time with my little digestive biscuit and a glass of milk. And then, but then at the weekends, a lot of time my dad would go to the dogs, he'd go dog racing, and sounds so bloody working class, doesn't it?
My dad would go to the dogs,
go cat food, put a bit on, and me and mum would have our little packet of fun-sized Bounties, cream soda, and she'd get settled down to watching some and I think that, like, I didn't argue about it, but
no,
and I think that's what I now think, oh, that's why I like acting, that's why I like people, because all that drama. And
but it wasn't, because I remember that sometimes it was on in the afternoon, so it can't have been that bad.
Racy? No, I was thinking
was it
that.
Sexy? Yeah, was it sexy at times, though?
There's a lot of
Dynasty was a bit sexy.
Slapping of faces and water on faces and stuff like that. But yeah, it was all. But I suppose the weird thing about it is, it's so far, particularly for us, so far away from real life that it's not like, you know, you're not watching it thinking, oh, this is what life is like. I think we knew,
yeah,
even as kids, that that is not what our lives were going to be like.
However, I remember watching Angie Watts and just thinking, like, she's amazing. She was just the way, you know, her back chat. She was so, she had like a cutting remark for Dan, and I just thought she was wonderful.
And Gemma, what, do you think you have become?
Well, I did. You know, I'm happy to say I'm 15 years sober this year. Would you believe I did become Angie Watts? I aspired. Yeah. Did it? But she,
but like, is
she,
that an advert? Wonderful. Is that an advert for watching it or not watching it? I don't know.
I don't know.
But EastEnders was racy, you know.
Really was. Oh, yeah. My dad did not like the fact that, I mean, I was obsessed. I had a scrapbook, an EastEnders scrapbook that I'd made. I absolutely loved it. I know. Really nerdy about something really sort of weird and dark. But because it was dark, wasn't it?
Well, Michelle, you know, who was the father of Michelle's baby. Yeah. That was a huge, big... She was 16.
Yes. Yeah. No, you're right.
I do.
No, and then getting married.
It's interesting that it shapes maybe, like, because I feel like then Neighbours was like... that sort of like my you know, wasn't something my mum was just watching. It was my sort of like sitcom. I'm not sitcom. soap. Do you know what I mean? So it was like something like I'm growing up with that, and it's like I'm choosing.
Yeah,
and that's why I started to love, you know, obviously Scott and Charlene, and then that all started. It was like,
no, you're right. I think it is about sort of moving away from your parents and what they think you should be watching and who they think you are. And like, if you've got something to yourself that your parents do not get, which very much was Neighbours Home and Away, then it's sort of, yeah, it's exciting, whatever it is, isn't it? Because it's your generation and they don't get it.
I remember my dad would all, I don't know, and I don't know if he used to just hang back and wait, but we'd watch Grease during the summer days, like every single day. We'd watch Grease. And he would always walk in at the bit where Kaneki and Rizzo are having sex or about to get it on. And he'd come every day and he'd go, is this appropriate for you to be watching? It's like, Dad, there's like 5 seconds and that's it.
I really like the idea that he was hovering out there, just waiting to come in and go, yeah. Oh,
that's so funny. You just brought back a memory, because I remember my mum used to babysit my sister's kids, because my sisters, two of my sisters are a lot older than me. So it meant that it's a very weird relationship with my nieces and nephews, where we were quite close in age. We were almost like cousins, really. And I remember one of my nephew coming, but he must have been quite young, actually. I think he was only like 5 or 6. And he used to go, Nanny, can we watch Grease? And that was what he wanted to watch. And then, yeah, that bit would come on. And I think my mum was like, oh, I don't know.
Because everyone
love it.
Yeah, there are bits of Greece. Is there an abortion in Greece? There isn't, is there? There's one in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
But there's some sort of weird, there's a weird fingering thing in Greece, isn't there? Or is there? Yes! Doesn't Kaneki talk about his
Which
finger?
Greece are you watching? The one from the local video shop?
That's different Greece. Different Greece.
What was I watching?
So hang on,
Greece is the word.
I'm sure there was a line in it where Kaneki, does he hurt his hand and then he says, that's my pussy finger. Something.
Yeah, I know.
Something like that. I think it is.
Okay.
A very subtle, I want to Google it now. But there is something.
I'm thinking about Saturday Night Fever. Am I thinking of Saturday Night Fever? There's definitely something about fingering in that.
Travolta thing.
Yeah, some sort of Travolta.
But did any of you, and I'm sort of like, obviously I've got two boys, so I'm sort of dreading the whole, you know, like, and I, my first time watching something a bit sexy was with, I had one of my first boyfriends, and I was literally like, I must have only been about 13. And I brought him back with his mates. I don't know why. Did anyone else go through a phase where you're with him and his mates all the time?
Well, when you're 13, I think that's quite normal, isn't it? Because you're not having like a big marriage type.
No, but together.
Netflix and chill. Yeah, exactly. We're just all hanging out.
And my sister used to laugh because I'd go, oh, is it all right if we come in. Like, again, because my sister's a lot older, but old enough, but close enough in age, we enjoyed each other's company. So, well, I like to think we did. She probably was like, oh, God, my 13-year-old sister's coming around. And I go, it's all right, if Dean can come, can Dean come in? And he was called Dean Dawes. And his friend was called Richmond Rogers and Gary Gibbs. I'm not joking.
Come on. You are making that up.
No, my sisters used to call them the superheroes because it sounded like Dean Dawes, Richmond Rogers. Anyway, they came in. My sister went, yeah, we're just watching a film. And they were watching, I think it's called Orchid or something. And it's a bit sexy. It's not a porno, but it's acceptable. You don't know Orchid.
No.
So, and I was like, I'm sitting here with my boyfriend. This is embarrassing.
Oh, no.
How sexy was it? What, can you remember anything about it? I'm going to go and watch it after this.
There's a scene where they're in like a cave and they're having sex and there's a waterfall and everything. But I think my sister just thought, oh, well, you know. Yeah, they may as well see it in my company. I don't know. She'd probably be really embarrassed now. Because don't forget, she was like in her early 20s. So she's still like just thinking it's hilarious. And we're all laughing at it. You know, like you do. And you go, ah, 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 ah.
Oh, no, not for me.
Do you know, it's more, probably more the like seriousness of it that's embarrassing. You know, those sex scenes that are very sort of mysterious and sexy. And, that, you know, you'd... You want
rather
airplane.
Porkies,
you want, yeah, exactly.
Porkies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just a woman jiggling her tits. That's what you want at 13, isn't it? Just some sort of like laughing about it. Whereas some people making love under a water.
Exactly.
No, I
the
don't.
The dirty dancing sex scene, for example.
Yeah.
Serious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got that to look forward to, maybe. I don't know. But, go on.
I had to fill in a form for my son. Oh, the census, in fact. For my son who's six, and it said, and he was watching me fill it in, and it said sex, and he went, why does it say sex? Like, well, you're male. And he was like, oh. And I was like, I don't really want to get into this. But I don't know what he thinks it is, but I think he just thinks it's a rude word. You know, those conversations that you just think, I just don't want to have this conversation now because it'll be mainly confusing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've been having lots of those questions, and I just give as little as I can, or put the orchid on.
I'll show you orchid when you're older.
But Gemma, I always because you're all saying these things, and it's lovely. But sadly, my kids just capitalise the TV, and it's just Netflix and what they want to watch. I can't put anything on. There was a little while I could put Strictly on, and Hux would watch it with me, and he went through that phase. But now it's like I'm looking forward to getting to that phase where we can watch, you know, The Masked Singer together or some kind of like family fun show. But they're just so like, no. But because I know, Gemma, you and I were watching, I always go on about it, but I just love it that you two were watching Bake Off together.
Bake Off together, yeah.
So how old is Al again?
He's six. So it was five and six, and we wouldn't watch it when it's on because it's on too late, but and
Junior Bake Off as well.
I'm so interested.
Really?
Yeah, he knows.
Too basic. Basic.
And also he loves Matt Lucas. He's just like this guy, the potato guy, you know. He just so it's perfect. But we're also watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Again,
is there a lot of explaining in that?
This
is what sucking is.
Yeah, I mean, I explained to him what gay was, because there was one of them was explaining about coming out to his family, and I had stopped and I was like, right, I'm going to explain this, you know, about gay, because I've got some gay friends, they're getting married, some gay men, and I said, you know, some people just find it difficult. So we actually had a conversation about gay relationships, you know, it was perfect.
Brilliant.
But all the
younger
other stuff
you do
was
it.
Swearing. Yes, exactly. I think the younger you do it, then it just becomes.
It's just like, oh, that's just normal. That's just, yeah. Yeah. some people are gay and it's not.
You know, like, someone who's got like gay uncles and stuff, and it's just like, oh, it's just, that's my uncle who had a boyfriend. Yeah. That's like, it's not.
And how did he respond? Did he just go, no, no?
He asked me if I would, that if he decided that he wanted to marry women, would I kick him out of the house? And I was like,
it's gone too far the other way, hasn't it, Gemma?
Yeah, well, it has, it has. So I was just like, I was like, well, I'd be disappointed, but sure, okay. Yeah.
It is Gemma's dream to have a gay son, really.
It is.
Oh,
yeah, terrible, really.
So sweet.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, and we were, when we dick around as well, like, he, you know, so he'll now say to me, dicking around and say, like, what are you serving tonight? And I'll be like, I'm serving tired mummy on a Thursday, you know. And
just, oh, yeah. I love that.
But that's it. That's as much as we bond over TV. Everything else is just crap.
But it's funny you say that, because I was thinking about how much, when I was young, I hated the sort of all, you know, family viewing, the idea of like the whole family watching something.
Oh,
but,
God.
But now Bake Off, I'm like, no, yeah, Bake Off and, what's the other one? Taskmaster, although there's a bleeped version of Taskmaster now, but I haven't always watched that as well. Oh, God.
Right.
But now I am excited when there's something that we all genuinely enjoy, because otherwise you're watching some kind of horrendous, like Paw Patrol. I mean, literally, I'm on zero tolerance for Paw Patrol now. I'm just not.
Does your youngest still watch it then?
No, because, I mean, to be fair, I think he'd sort of gone off it anyway.
Yeah.
But it was just like, and there's worse than that, isn't there? Like, there's Netflix
worse
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Some of the animation that doesn't even, you know, the drawings don't even join up.
Oh, darn. Netflix has just replaced YouTube, really, because it has got awful programs.
It has got, yeah.
And it's just the control like.
And well, they can binge watch as well.
Yeah.
Which is something that we didn't understand at that age.
Yeah. And that's why we felt like we had to take him off YouTube, because it was like we were getting to a point where we were going, well, he just needs his hour on YouTube and then he'll be all right. And it's like, we're the parents. What are we doing? Like, I didn't realise what I was doing. And now a little bit Netflix has replaced it, because he likes the control. A lot of it, literally, he's got the control. They know how to work it and everything. The 2.5-year-old knows how to work it as well now.
They got their own little profiles.
Yes, of course they have. And the only thing I can control a little bit is the films. Like, if they want to watch something, I go, oh, come on, let's watch a nice film. And I'm always trying to put a nice Pixar film on or something like that. And I've got Buster, the baby. I still call him the baby. He'll be the baby when he's 16. I'll be like, oh, it's the baby. clipping him around the ear hole.
At his wedding.
It's my baby. He loves Soul, you know, the film Soul, but he calls it The Ghost, and he goes, I want to watch The Ghost, and I'm like, yes, because...
And he will watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Owl will still not sit and watch 90-minute film.
We've had this conversation, I don't know what I've done to my children, but they're both quite good at watching films.
They're hypnotised.
When I was a kid, at his age, I would sit and watch The Sound of Music, which is what, 2 hours 45?
Oh my God, yes, so long.
No drink, no wee, right? Sit there, hold on.
No, I've got the original, you know, like on DVD, and it's where they have an advert in the middle.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they used to do in cinemas, didn't they? They're like, it comes up.
Do they have a face with ants eating it at the end?
Yeah, that one.
All to the end. Oh, you're making me just reminisce about going to Blockbusters and that now.
Oh, I know. I feel really sad about it. Although I remember going with my dad and him really laughing at all of the porn titles and getting really embarrassed. Me, like, shut up, Dad. And then when one time I went with my mum instead, and she did exactly the same thing. Oh God, reading out all of the pun titles. But yeah, I do miss that.
So what about
videos get over and over?
Just referring to the ant eating the face thing. So can you ever remember watching like a horror film when you were a kid and thinking, I shouldn't be watching this, I'm going to be scared later, you know, like
I mean I'm still I'm still like that.
You're not good with horror films.
Oh, terrible. I'm sure I've told you about the Blair Witch Project when I was like, because I really wanted to see it, but I was single at the time, and I thought, I know I can't get through the night in a bed on my own without, you know. And I thought, oh, if I ever get a boyfriend, and I'll watch it with them. And then it happened to be on TV when I was with Dan, like quite early on with Dan, and I was like, oh yeah, well let's watch this. I keep meaning to watch this, and we watched it, and then about 10 minutes in, I was like, what have I done? I can't. No, I was terrified. I was properly terrified, and had a terrible night's sleep. But also, like, you've seen it, yeah?
Yes.
You know, well, what Dan did, which is so bad, is that he was in the bedroom, and when I went into the bedroom to go to bed, I opened the door and he was facing the wall.
Oh, God,
horrendous.
I mean, that's the scariest part about, yeah. I love
it. Oh my God, so scary. It's so scary.
But the scariest part in some ways is when you turn it off and you go, up to bed now then. And you go,
yeah. No, I can't do it.
Can I come with you? I can't go up the stairs on my own. And I'm stupid.
No, I have to watch an episode of Friends before I do. Before I
yes,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
Cleanse.
Yeah, palate cleanse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do love a horror film. And I
funny enough, you?
I thought about this this topic, because I was thinking I actually blame my sister, because again, conditioning me, in the same way that I love sex because of walking, no, I'm joking. She
and waterfalls.
She put me. Yeah,
she cannot. She cannot. She cannot orgasm without a waterfall. Being
no, we have to have a tap running when having sex. she put on. I must have only been about 14, 15, and she put on Hellraiser. And I was all right with it, but I think I was
really,
I was quite tough, but I was really like, yeah, I'm all right. But I mean, I have had more ones that stuck with me, of like been like Wolf Creek, isn't it? Have you ever watched that?
Yeah, the Murder in the Outback one.
Yeah, Murder in the Outback. Yeah. I think it's more ones that feel like that is something that could happen, whereas Hellraiser is like, oh, someone's like head like splitting open and stuff. I mean, that's not going to happen, is it? But I think me being exposed to that from a young age made me go be a bit more not bothered. I've got that classic like post baby getting older thing. I'm a bit more scared of things now, weirdly, but particularly if there's anything with kids involved, it's like, oh no.
Yeah.
So I'll have to get the kids on the horror films. Oh my God, it's nearly time to wrap up. What can we? Is there anything we've left out about inappropriate TV with our kids?
Well, I think Margaret touched on it earlier with the don't say these words outside, you know, outside of this house. And I know that I've said to, I can't remember which program it was, but I was just like, right, don't tell anyone that you've watched this, okay? Like, seriously, do not, because I'll get into trouble. Yeah, I don't know if it was RuPaul or what.
It makes me look bad. Yeah.
Yeah. It might be a computer game that he plays, actually, where it's like, just don't, I mean it. Not even other kids.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because you know that it's all right, but you also know it could look bad. You know, you'd have to explain yourself, and nobody wants to be.
I'd be proud if he was watching Drag Race, but yeah, you're making me like my aim now is to try and get Hucks into watching something a bit more grown up. But at the moment, they're terrible. There was a time I said, like, I want to put the news on. And he lit me, but that I don't really want him watching that, do I?
No, that's the worst.
That's the worst. That's worse than Hellraiser.
But that's what I had. My dad just put news on. But anyway, okay.
No, do you know what? Just after Brexit, my daughter said to me, can you just stop me from watching the news, please? Because it's giving her nightmares. No, I was like, yeah, let's try.
But she must be getting to the age now where she might quite be interested in more of the soaps.
We haven't done soaps so much, but what is she doing now? Animal Crossing. And we do a lot of sitcoms. Like, we've done all the American Office and...
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah, Parks and Rec.
And how old
she's
is
12.
She?
She's 12.
Wow.
12. It's a completely, completely different ball game. I know. It's a shock to me every time I say it. I'm like, oh, my God.
You've got a teenager.
Like having a flatmate. Yeah, it's like having a lodger. Yeah.
does she get a cup of tea yet?
I should teach her to do tea. And a gin and tonic. Yeah.
Does she get it? Does she get it, like the subtlety and the...
Well, I wouldn't say she gets all of it, but she gets enough of it. It's really weird thinking about what we watched when we were kids and thinking, there's loads of stuff I can't have got, but I still really enjoyed it. And she gets lots of it. This weird, she watched The Day Today and really loved it. And I really wasn't sure about that. I was like, this is a bit weird and dark. And, you know, you just have to let them get on with it. But and I think the thing of it being a bit grown up just makes it extra, like, cool and exciting, and, you know.
I think one of the we're just finished on this, is, like, maybe early comedies that we watched, and mine was Vic and Bob's Big Night Out. Well, it was Blackadder as well, but
yeah,
Vic and Bob was one that I shared with a friend, and we just both loved it, and we'd act it out and stuff.
Yep, ones with catchphrases.
Heidi Klein. Heidi Klein. Big one in my house.
Oh God, don't talk.
But that
to
must have been
Heidi
full
Klein.
Of sexy things that you did.
That was full of jingly boobs as well, wasn't it?
Oh, we used to watch Hello, Hello as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
very.
I went to see Hello, Hello at the London Palladium. I went to see the stage show. Yeah.
I didn't realise we had a fan in the room.
Superman.
I really tried to do a really bad French accent then. I stopped myself.
Was it the Ridge cast? Was it like the original cast recording?
Ridge cast.
Oh,
Emma.
My God.
Do you know, it's one of those weird things that apparently it's the most popular play that gets put on by amateur theatre companies. Is Hello, Hello the play? Because if you think about it, you don't need to be able to act. You just do a stupid accent. You say, it's got loads of people in it. They're all saying just one stupid catchphrase and getting off. Everybody.
Which is, give it, let's end on a catchphrase, Margaret.
Madonna, fallen Madonna with the big boobies.
Good morning.
Oh, well,
we're ending with all the catchphrases from classy.
Bing bong, bing bong. And I was trying to do hello, Heidi Hine. I can't remember.
Hello, campers. Very good.
As I said to Gemma the other day, I shouldn't say this in case, I don't think she'll listen, but I did a Zoom gig and somebody did an impression of Sue Pollard, but Sue Pollard from Heidi High.
Hang on. No, it was an act. It was a
someone in the
comedian.
Audience.
Yeah, it was a comedian.
I mean,
up to date impressions. But I feel bad because I'm like, you know, you don't do that about fellow comedians, but it wasn't ironic. Anyway.
cut it.
Darlings, I'd love to. I could keep on going. But the listener has now finished her walk. She's done her 45. She knows if she's listened to this, she's done 45 minute walk. She's got her steps in. She's got about a 9,000 steps in. She's done. So we've got to let her go. And is there anything you want to tell people about Margaret apart from
I'm in a sitcom called Buffering, which is coming up on ITV2.
With
Ian Sterling. I mean, I say it like I've got something to sell, really. I'm a tiny, tiny part, but it's nice to have something to say.
And
keep busy during lockdown.
Haven't you got an advert coming out as well?
Yeah, it's out at the moment, in fact. It might have gone off, in fact, already, yeah. And I'm playing an old mum with leaky nipples. So look out for that.
I can't wait to...
Maltesers advert.
I went for it as well. So me and Margaret were talking about it.
Well, at the bus stop?
Bonding.
Yeah.
The what?
At the bus stop.
No, there's two of them. She does, yeah, I can't remember what she doesn't have to. I have literally got, you know, they have to spray me with... I didn't actually lactate. I wasn't that method.
Yeah.
So I got the job.
Come on, give him a squeeze. It's millionaires. 12 years old.
Must be there.
Gemma, anything you want to shout about or anyone or anything?
Gemma's got a brilliant Sue Pollard impression that she wants to do, I believe.
Yeah.
Ooh. I can't remember.
I can't remember.
She did all of that, didn't she? Lot.
Wanna be a yellow coat. See, we all do it. We all have it.
Yeah, the classic.
Maybe that's, she's got a, yeah, she's got a point, this woman.
No, I have nothing to shout out about. Just look after yourselves.
Exactly. Nearly
there, we must be.
When this is out, I think it might be out around the time people can start sitting outside with their chum.
Get your hair done and your nails done, I think, by the time this goes on.
Yeah, enjoy it.
My hair is so long.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Margaret Kegel-Smith. Thank you very much, Gemma Beakley. Thank you very much, me. Please keep downloading, listening, telling your friends, because it helps more people find us. And we're just here to please you. Bye. You've been listening to the Funny Mummies podcast in association with The Other Woman Show with me, Hattie Ashdown. Thank you to Gemma Beagley and our guest today. Please see the write-up in this episode to find out how you can follow us and our guest online. This show is edited by Alex Holland, recorded via Zoom. The show also goes out on Thursdays on Soho Radio as part of the Other Woman Collective, where often you can hear the full music version of the show. If you'd like to support us and get lots of goodies, like a video version where you can see our mugs, go to Funny Mummies on Patreon, where you can buy us a coffee or maybe an hour's childcare. Thanks very much for listening. Keep subscribing and telling your friends. It really, really does help. We'll see you next time for a dose of Mum and Tonic.